Greetings, friends, and welcome to our final program on the Abomination of Desolation. In today's program, I'm going to review all of our previous programs. Now, if you want any details about any of the things that I'm going to say in today's program, I encourage you to log on to our website and read all of the material that's there. There's plenty from the scriptures and plenty from history. You can log on to our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org. Now, if you don't have internet access and you want a printed copy, please give us a call at 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. And we'll be happy to send you out your own printed copy, free of charge. We're not asking you for anything. God has freely given to us. We simply want to share this information with you because if you recognize the abomination of desolation and take the appropriate steps, then you can escape the great tribulation. So let's cover what we have gone over in our previous programs. In summary, the abomination of desolation is an end time, corrupt and carnal king that sets himself up in the Jerusalem temple as supreme ruler and causes his army to stop the daily sacrifice of the Jews in the Jerusalem temple and eventually destroys the temple, destroys the city, and destroys the people. This is the prelude to the Great Tribulation. Now I'm going to give that definition to you again. The abomination of desolation is an end time, corrupt and carnal king that sets himself up in the Jerusalem temple as supreme ruler, and he causes his army to stop the daily sacrifice of the Jews in the temple and eventually destroys the temple, destroys the city, and destroys the people. This is the prelude to the Great Tribulation. Now, the first example of an abomination of desolation, which preceded the prophecy in Daniel, this occurred in 586 BC at the hands of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, when he destroyed the first temple. And this temple was the one that was built by Solomon. So Nebuchadnezzar, in 586 BC, destroyed the first temple. Then he destroyed the city of Jerusalem, and he destroyed many of the Jews, and took many others captive. Now the second example of an abomination of desolation, which in this case followed Daniel's prophecy, this one started in 167 BC at the hands of Antiochus Epiphanes, and ended in 70 AD at the hands of Titus, with the destruction of the second temple. Now the second temple was the one that was rebuilt by Ezra and Nehemiah after the Jews came back from Babylonian captivity. And this second temple later became known as Herod's temple because Herod greatly expanded the temple, so that at the time of Christ, this was the temple that was standing. It was shortly after Christ's crucifixion in 31 AD that the destruction of the second temple occurred, and this occurred in 70 AD at the hands of Titus, a Roman general. He not only destroyed the second temple, he also destroyed the city of Jerusalem again, and he destroyed many of the Jews and took many others captive. What is an astounding but very little known fact is that the first and second temples were both destroyed on the exact same day, 656 years apart. Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the first temple in 586 BC on the 9th of Ab, and Titus destroyed the second temple in 70 AD on the 9th of Ab. Events surrounding the establishment of the third abomination of desolation, which likely will occur in the next few years, will probably unfold like this. Step number one, Israel will build a third temple. And then the king of the north will make a 7-year covenant with Israel to protect it during the building of the temple. The third thing that will happen is that the king of the south, and historically this king of the south has been Egypt, this king of the south will lead a federation of Islamic nations in the final jihad against the king of the north. And perhaps this is instigated because the king of the north has made this pact with Israel to protect it during the building of the third temple. Then, step number 4, the king of the north, who we have defined as the resurrected Holy Roman Empire, this king of the north leads a federation of Christian, or so-called Christian nations, in the final crusade against the king of the south. Then the fifth thing that happens is that the king of the north comes into Israel as savior of the world. He comes in as savior of the world because the king of the north, which is this federation of so-called Christian nations, in this final crusade actually defeat the federation of Islamic nations in their final jihad against these crusaders. So the king of the north actually wins the battle and then comes into Israel appearing to be the savior of the world. But this king of the north is a false messiah. Unfortunately, many people will be deceived as this king of the north brings in peace and prosperity. The king of the north actually becomes the abomination of desolation when his armies surround Jerusalem as a peacekeeping force. This is the time to flee for those that see the signs of the times, and let him who reads understand. Now, point number 6. The king of the north breaks the 7-year covenant with Israel after 3.5 years. That's when the king of the north, which is this person who sets up the abomination of desolation, he stops the daily sacrifice and sets himself up in the temple as the abomination that makes desolate, because he will bring desolation upon the nation of Israel, and then it will expand as other people are against this expansion. Then the great tribulation will go forth and engulf the entire world. And you have to keep in mind that immediately after the abomination of desolation is set up, the great tribulation will spring forth. That is very, very important to understand. And the great tribulation will last for 3.5 years, approximately the same 3.5 years that are left in this 7-year covenant that the king of the north makes with Israel. So again, the king of the north makes a 7-year covenant with Israel, but 3.5 years into that covenant, he breaks the covenant, he stops the daily sacrifice, sets himself up in the temple as the abomination that makes desolate, and then, soon after that, launches the great tribulation as people and nations are opposed to him, but then he goes forth to destroy all who are in his path. And this great tribulation lasts for 3.5 years, approximately starting at the same time that the 3.5-year contract is broken. And initially, this great tribulation is directed against Israel. But then the true Israel of God, the church, spiritual Israel, they will be engulfed in this great tribulation also, because we, the true Christians, the enlightened ones, those that do understand, we will be opposing this abominable person that brings desolation. Now, my question to you is, will you be persecuted during the Great Tribulation because you fail to recognize the abomination of desolation? Satan will deceive the whole world. Make no mistake about it. In Revelation 12, verse 9, it says that Satan deceives the whole world. You know from other parts of the scripture that God says that this deception is going to be so great that if it were possible, even the very elect would be swept away with this flood of deception. But some will be wise, some will understand, some will be able to recognize this abomination of desolation. I hope, I pray that you will be one of them. Please go back and study this article that's on our website so that you can have it thoroughly in mind, all of the various aspects of the abomination of desolation, what it is, where it's going to be, when it's going to be set up, what's going to happen, so that you can recognize it. And if you recognize it, you're not going to be deceived by Satan. The best way to recognize deception is to know the truth. It's just like counterfeit money. If you know what a real dollar looks like, then you can see when somebody's giving you Monopoly money. You know that that's fake money because you know what the real deal is when you know what a real dollar is. When you know the truth about the abomination of desolation, then you will be able to spot Satan's deception, and you can guarantee that you will be counted worthy to escape the great tribulation that is launched by this abominable person that causes desolation. So if you want to be worthy to escape, to be counted worthy to escape this hour of trial that shall come upon the whole world, then you must understand this subject in depth. Again, if you want more understanding, you can log on to our website and you can read the article about the abomination of desolation. It's an in-depth article. Our website is www.christianambassadors.org. Also, we're going to be conducting seminars, so please be listening for our announcement about free seminars that we'll be conducting in your area about this subject, the abomination of desolation. It is one of the most important, yet one of the most misunderstood subjects in the Bible. In fact, how often have you read something or heard a sermon about the abomination of desolation? I wouldn't be surprised if you've never heard it. And that's because a lot of people just simply do not understand it. And then if you have heard a message, you've probably heard some real baloney. Because again, most people do not understand it. You have to study this in depth. And our article can guide you. Also, in our seminar, we'll be able to guide you. We're going to have handouts for you also to take home. So please listen for that announcement about upcoming seminars in your area that will be free, just like our literature is free, whether you log on and you read it online or whether you call us and ask for us to send you a printed copy. All that we do for free because we want to make it available for you so that you can know the truth and the truth can set you free.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.